Hello, everyone. This is your weekly podcast preview for the legs of the quaddie, the early thoughts of Paul Joyce heading towards, again, Randwick on Saturday. Hello to you, Joycey.
Hello, Andrew. And obviously, all eyes will be at Moonee Valley to see Winx go around for her fourth Cox plate. But you want to have a ticket live at Randwick in the quaddie for sure. And I'm confident we'll give it a very good shake this week.
All right. Now, the track as we record this has just gone into the seven, but there's no rain forecast, Paul.
No, that's right. Maybe a mil in the next 3 days. So, you know, it's a very dry-looking forecast and the track will improve something out of that seven range. But I don't think it'll improve remarkably. It's had a lot of racing on it recently. So I'd expect a soft six to maybe a soft five come race day.
All right, well, let's have a look at the legs of the quaddie. Nine-race card. It begins with race six, the Shandon S Sprint over the 1,000 metres. No scratchings at this stage. Is there plenty of speed for the sprint race?
Yeah, there is. 1,000 metre dash for cash. Brook Magic, Royal Hootenanny, and also Gold Finch. They're three really speedy mares. So that'll put the speed on in the race. Look, I'm going with numbers 2, 1, 3, and 5, and I'm suggesting any listeners might want to back number 2, Single Bullet, at the double figure odds that are on offer. I think he's the value play of the race. I know he's only won 1 from 15, but he's been placed on 9 occasions. 8 of his 15 starts have been in stakes company, and he's got a good record in those stakes races. He tackles this third up off a spell. He was gelded prior to this prep, and he hasn't been far away in some strong form races, including his last start behind Trekking. So for me, it's about number 2, Single Bullet, with Tommy Berry in the saddle. To beat the 1 Revenir, he'll be the testing material and likely favourite. Very consistent form coming into this. A first up, second behind stablemate Esperance on the heavy track here at Randwick was tip-top. Number 3, Brook Magic. She's got barrier 1. She's got speed to burn. She'll be in front until at least the last 50 metres. And number 5, Beacon, stablemate of Revenir. He will only improve off that first up run behind Esperance, also at Randwick. But I like the form around Single Bullet. And I think the double-figure odds is great value. 2, 1, 3, and 5 to kick off the quad.
Yes, as we record this on Thursday morning, Single Bullet sits there at $11 in the sixth race, race 6, number 2. All right, to race 7, Stella Victoria has come out of this race to run earlier, and Sky Lake, also a Queensland visitor, has been scratched. So out of the 7th at the moment, the 6 and the 13. Paul?
Yes, speed in the race. Chapelco led throughout to win last start. Mercurial Lad likes to go quickly, and Man of Peace led throughout to win last start. So a bit of speed here. Look, I've gone wide, 1, 7, 11, 2 and 8. I've got Chapelco on top, despite the wide gate and the big weight. His last start winner under the 60.5 on the Kenzo. This race isn't much harder. It's only 2 more benchmark points. And I just think from that 1,400 start, the wide draw is often an advantage. It gives Josh Parr a bit of time to work across. You can see what those speedy horses are doing underneath him and either take a sit just off them or he can just press forward and lead. But either way, this horse is in terrific form. He's holding that form and he's the horse they've all got to beat. Number 1 at Chapelco. Beat the 7, Shasua. This horse hasn't raced for nearly 2 years. He's been gelded. He's only very lightly raced. 3 starts with 2 wins in the second. Trained by Chris Waller. Hard to get a guide on his only trial this prep because it was on the synthetic track. But he looked to go well. And just keep an eye on any betting moves around him. He's the query runner for sure. Number 7, Shasua. Number 11 goes in for 3rd here. That is Man of Peace, the last start winner, all the way winner at Randwick for Matty Dale. Carries 51 kilos here, so he'll take some catching. The 2, Careless Choice, he's another one that's big overs, I think. 3 kilos off for Billy Owen. Great first up stats. He's the one that's been forgotten about in the market. And the 8, Metamorphic, I've thrown him in for 5th. He'll need the track to improve. The drier, the better for him. So he won't want it sticking around this soft 7 range. So for the quaddie, we've got 1, 7, 11, 2 and 8.
All right, we've gone a little bit wide there. The Celebrations Handicap is race 8 here at Randwick on Saturday. 2,000 metre race. And as I say, this track of 7 probably gets to either a 6 or a 5. What about this race for pace?
Yeah, pace is hard to find here. I can't really find a leader. So that's going to throw everything up in the air a little bit. Zatapaz is on his old form of lead, but he's been unable to keep up at his couple of runs back. So it's the query, pace. I've gone 3, 6, 4 and 7 for our quaddie. I've got Savakul on top. Now she's drawn right off the track, which isn't ideal, and she's a backmarker. So a couple of things against her. But what I like is the form she's in. Second to Invictum Domina. and then came out on the Kenzo last start in a 76 Raider and won easily. So she's only jumping up to a 78 here. Obviously, she takes on the boys, but she's just going really well. Lightly raced mare, great overall record in the Quinella, 8 from 11 starts. So I'm going to go with Savakul despite those couple of queries. Number 6, Sky Boy, for Anthony Edward Cummings. Terrific win on the Kenzo last start, carrying 60 kilos. He's always threatened to do something, this horse. He is a listed place getter last prep, so he could go right on with it now. Number 4, Rakeek, for Chris Waller, Tommy Berry. He maps to get a lovely run. He's got the right draw for this. And the 7, Mark II, this Kiwi horse that has been placed in a Group 2 over there. Only won a maiden at Gosford last time out, but she won it well, and she's hard in the market. So we've got 3, 6, 4 and 7, just covering a few bases there in the 8.
Righto, last race, the Spring Racing Handicap. Torfic Boy scratched due to the wide barrier, number 2, and Careless Choice out of this one, number 14. It's running back in race 7. So they're the two early scratchings. This race, Paul, over the 1,200.
Yeah, we've got a decent-sized field to round out. Obviously, the rail's out a long way, so they've had to limit the numbers. But the speed here should come from the Pharaoh. We've got Blue Tycoon drawn out, and also Bring a Secret will press forward. For the quaddie to finish off, just numbers 12 and 3. I'm keen to have something on Kawakini here. She's first up, but she's 3 from 3 first up previously. She loves the distance of 1,200. Her two trials have been spot on. She's been charging to the line. Her racing pattern's the only negative. She does get back and need a bit of luck, and that's probably why her record, 17 starts, 5 wins, 7 placings. She's always thereabouts, and I think with a bit of luck, she'll win. She's got form behind Anatola, Sugar Bella, Ghostly, last prep, so that's superior form to these. And obviously the danger here will be number 3, Coruscate. I expect him to start close to favourite. He was beaten by the barrier last start at Randwick, drawing 14 of 14. But prior to that, he'd won 2 on the trot in very emphatic fashion. So I've gone 12 and 3 in the last. Confident we'll be getting the winner with one of those.
Yeah, $7.50 as, again, we record this, the Jason Coyle horse. You love to sort of grab horses that are repetitive in good first-up form. I like getting onto them, Paul.
Yeah, well, those first-up stats, 3 from 3, I mean, it's going to jump off the page to most punters. But, as you said, we're getting $7.50 already. So maybe the punters haven't quite cottoned on yet. I'd be surprised if she's not one of the horses that firms in the market closer to race time.
Understand. All right, so 12 and 3 in the last. How are we going for percentage there?
Yeah, we're pretty good this week. $16 for 10%. So that'll give us a bit of leeway Saturday morning if there are any scratchings or any major changes to speed maps or track conditions. But at this stage, $16, 10%. And as I said, you'll have a live ticket, hopefully, flowing right through the end of the Randwick meeting while we're keeping our eye on all the action out of Moonee Valley.
For sure, yeah, that's the good thing with the Cox Plate at 5 o'clock. After that, we've still got 2 races to go at Randwick, so you'll be able to lap up all the entertainment on the big screens at the course. Good on you, Paul. We'll talk on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Can't wait, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Paul Joyce, our form analyst with our podcast preview back at Randwick. That track improving a little bit at the moment. It's a soft 7.